I'm Vincent Fontenot, United States National Park Ranger here in Eunice, Louisiana. And this program, the only one of its kind, is brought to you by Jean Lafitte National Historical Park and Preserve. And that's it. Tonight is the National Park Service special presentation. This is a project that we've been working on for a year. We did a CD, then we did a DVD that will be viewed in various places of the musicians that recorded. The title is One Generation to the Next, and you'll see why each song was chosen and how they connect from one generation to the next. And your host tonight, besides moi, is your friend and my good buddy, Mr. Ray Landry.
Thank you. What a wonderful night of celebration we're going to have here tonight with traditional Cajun music. How important it is for us to preserve not only our culture, the music that we knew as kids and still enjoy as adults today. We're going to see such a fine show of legendary accordion players that's still living. Guys like Reggie Mott, the queen of the Cajun accordion, like Cheryl Cormier, and Mr. Goldman Thibodeau, Creole accordionist, and playing alongside those guys, you know, guys like Briggs Brown and Megan Brown and Greg Brown, their dad and stuff. It's such a great show that the National Park Service put together. Excuse me. And, you know, one of the things that the National Park Service shows is that exactly how our culture was back in the day. And we, as old Cajun musicians, thrive to keep that music alive.
Old?
So, I'm sorry.
Old?
Old musicians? Well, I've been playing a long time.
You talking about yourself, sir?
You know, Vincent and I played music for years and years and years with Nokale Young. And I think he was still playing when he was 92 years old. So, yeah, some of the old musicians. And our very first guest today is a man that needs no introduction almost, Mr. Goldman Thibodeau. You want me to stop, yeah?
Yeah, please. It's my turn. Give me that microphone. First, I want to introduce what we call the house band. They're the ones that's going to back up all of these musicians. We couldn't get every band up here, so we took the lead of each band to come up here. But we're going to start over here, the backup band. On the guitar, Miss Megan Brown herself. Whoa! And her dad, Greg Brown, over here on the bass. And way in the back over here, Howard Noel Jr. And over here, Travis Benoit. He played on a couple of the songs other than that. And we're gonna start off with a Creole musician. Back in the day, the Creole music, the black Creoles and the white Cajun musicians in the early 1900s. You remember that, right?
How old I'd be, right?
They played their music. It was identical. The black Creoles had a lot of influence on Cajun music. In fact, Mr. Amede Ardoin is considered to be the foundation. He laid the foundation to not only Cajun music, but Creole music all the way up to Zydeco music. And the song we've picked here today, it's one of my favorites. It's called Kofar. Why?
Well, the only thing, I think, Vince, Kofar, the word says, well, every Sunday afternoon, he'd go, and it was Colton, and the parents didn't want him to go back, and he realized he hadn't said nothing, always went with his respect, but they still didn't want him to go back there no more. So
they told him.
So he made this song, Kofar.
How come you won't let me come back?
Well,
what did that do?
Well, nobody will never know.
Okay, well, why don't we play it?
Ready?
Mr. Goldman Thibodeau.
quien m'a dit te voir tous les dimanches après-midi. Tes parents veulent plus que moi, elle va te voir.
So good, so good. Before we continue on with our program, there were so many people that helped put this thing together, and there's two of them out in the audience tonight that I'd like to thank. They were the ones helping in the translation, and in the CD, if you'll hand that to me, which just so happens is available in the lobby, very limited supply. When we run out, we'll go out to the trunk of the car and get another limited supply. But I'd like to thank, in helping in the translation, Mr. Matt Frugier right here. Would you stand up, Matt? Oh, yeah. Bien merci, Matt. And then way back over here, there she is, Pam Cormier Helton. Pam, thank you. And then, if I can get my boss out here, boss, not my boss's boss, but the other boss. everybody worked hard, but nobody worked harder than Angela right here.
That's not true. But thank you, Ben, very much.
Does it show?
A little bit. I just want to say that the project that we got to do, we were very privileged to get funding from the Lower Mississippi Delta Initiative, which is a long name, but it's a program that helps fund projects like this that help with culture and history and the preservation and sharing it. And the idea that we were doing this CD-DVD project was all about, of course, our mission is to share the culture, Cajun culture, and the history with people from all over the world. And this was a great project that let us take people like Mr. Goldman and Briggs and all the young people and talk about one generation to the next how this music is passed and how we're going to keep doing that and be committed to doing so. So thanks for coming tonight. I especially want to thank Vin and Claudia, who spent a lifetime doing this and were gracious enough to share their knowledge with me, because I'm not a native, as you might be able to tell from my accent. And they have always been warm. They've been here since I got here 20-some years ago, and they shared their knowledge, and I'm so appreciative of it, and I'm happy we can do this tonight, so thank you for coming.
Merci, Angela.
Okay, what you heard Mr. Goldman sing a while ago, one of my favorite songs, Coiffeur, Coiffeur. And the next song he's going to do is a song that every Cajun musician has to learn. If he's going to play out, whether it's a house dance or play professionally, is the song La Chatou Toute. And Mr. Goldman is going to feature that song for you right now. Alors donnez une bonne main, Monsieur Goldman Thibodeau.
Merci, Monsieur Goldman.
Yes, sir. Some boy like that me. You know, imagine being a musician and someone calls you up and says, the National Park Service wants to do a collaborated CD of different musicians, old and new, celebrating old music and or old musicians, I should say, and young musicians. Imagine how these musicians felt. Like our next guest, a guy that was raised probably at birth, born with an accordion in his hand, all the way from Church Point, Louisiana. I've been enjoying Reg's music for as long as I can remember, way back when. Please make welcome Mr. Reggie Mott on accordion there.
The song we selected on this CD is one of the oldest Cajun songs that we know of. I talked to this guy many years ago at the World's Fair, and he said it had been recorded in Spanish, in Yiddish, yeah, and it never changed. And in fact, David from Church Point, his wife is from Costa Rica, and she set in with the band and does it in Spanish, and you'd swear she's doing it in French till you start listening and going, whoa, wait a minute, those words are a little strange. But what's really special about the way Reggie did it, most Cajun bands, when they do J'ai passé devant ta porte, they'll do the first verse, second verse, back to the, sometimes just the first verse over and over. But you've got how many verses? Four. I've never heard four verses of J'ai passé devant ta porte. Where'd you get that?
About probably 30 years ago, there was a guy by the name of Randy Watley that he hired us to play when I was with the Church Point Playboys. We played at the State Fair in Baton Rouge, and we got to be good friends. And he had he did research on that song, and he found the words. He said it actually came from about the 14th century, right. France. He said it was a young king who had lost his betrothed, and when he went to her house to see her, that's when he saw the candles lit around the coffin and stuff. And you know, he had the musicians in his court write this song, and it's been passed on through all these years. And he said, as far as he can tell, the words that he had were pretty much the original words from back then.
14th century. Yeah. Well, that's another thing good on the CD that we have, is we have the translation. We have the words in French and then in English. And if you listen to his version, it fits perfectly, Ray. You listen from one verse, it makes more sense than the ones that we do normally. It really does. It just ties in with the priest and everything. So if we can get you to do J'ai passé devant ta porte, and we can sing along.
Qui m'a attendu, oh, yeah, mon cœur fait mal par une craque dedans la porte. J'ai reconnu le prêtre à genoux et les chandelles faisaient clarter sur ta figure. Dans ton cercle, il t'appellerons de tes dentelles. Ton chapelet aux mains croisées et toutes les fleurs qui t'entouraient tout l'entour de ton cercueil. Orpheline de père et de mère, ni parents, ni frères, ni sœurs, mon amour dans son cercueil. Oh, yeah, mon cœur fait mal. J'ai crié ton nom, ma belle. Oui, tout ça, c'est trop cruel. La nuit a descendu pour son âme dans son cercueil.
Merci, Reggie.
You know, I probably heard that song played hundreds of times. I don't think I ever remember hearing a time where I enjoyed it so much, and it's such a beautiful, hits the heart for sure. Beautiful, beautiful song, Reggie. Good job. You know, again, when they were researching on who we were going to get, Reggie was one of the guys for sure, because he's been involved in the music for so long. And we felt very proud to be a part of this as well. So I'm running. Vin, where are you? I'm running out of words. Can you believe that?
Okay. We're going to get Reggie to another. Now, this is another style of Cajun music from down the bayou. Terrebonne and Bayou Lafourche, cut off. Down there, there's a Cajun musician, very famous, Vin Bruce. And he's extremely popular down there. And their music is a little different. It's more of a country and western style, but sung in French. And you rarely hear the Cajun accordion down there. And we were playing at the World's Fair. Way back in 1984, and I was talking to Vin Bruce, you know, about why they don't have the accordion. And he was telling me that when the string band era came in and the accordion went out for several decades, then it was brought back by Ira Lejeune, and we're going to hear about that here. He brought the accordion back here on the prairie, but it never came back down the bayou. And Vin Bruce told me, he said, you know, we tried it at dances. And he said, you know, the first two or three songs, okay, we like the accordion. And after that, nope, get off the accordion and go back and do, you know, your style. But this song that we picked for Reggie to do is a signature song of Vin Bruce. And it's on our CD. Unfortunately, we couldn't get Vin Bruce here to record it live, but we took it off of his album and put it on our CD. And he wrote this song, he told me, when he was like 15, 16 years old. It is. It's his signature song called Dans la Louisiane.
Thank you.
tant. Une petite fille soit tout le temps avec moi. Elle change de cheveux de nier si jamais tu t'en vas. Va t'être après t'espérer dedans la Louisiane.
Merci, Reggie.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Merci, Reggie.
Wow. You know, if I could tell you what kind of influence people had with Cajun music, such as Reggie. You know, Reggie today is playing with the Jambalaya Cajun Band, Terry Huval, and the Jambalaya Cajun Band. If you don't know it, two of Terry's kids are now playing Cajun music. And that's what From One Generation to the Next is all about. Well, anyway, a couple of weeks ago, I was at the Festivals Acadien et Creole, là-bas Lafayette, in Lafayette, and all of a sudden it was like they had so many people. It looked like a sea of people, because when the music was playing, the people, we were sitting way off on the top of a hill and we could see all these thousands of people. It looked like a sea of people, really. And the Jambalaya Cajun Band was performing, and everybody was having a great time. And even though Vin Bruce is not feeling well today, he came and performed, and everybody was already standing up for a standing ovation that he got. They just kept clapping and clapping, and it was amazing to see this guy not feeling well and coming all the way to Lafayette from Houma to be able to perform. And some sucre des frissons, juste pour penser à ça. It just gives me the chills just thinking about that. So, and Reggie does such a great job on that song right there. How about another hand of applause for Reggie Mott? Yes, sir. All right, Vin, take it away, boy.
All right. You met my boss earlier, Angela. This is my boss's boss's boss. He is the head boss of Jean Lafitte National Historical Park and Preserve. He's the superintendent himself, Mr. Lance Hatton.
Thank you very much, Vincent, and thanks to all of you for having me here. From one generation to the next is a very special musical collection. There are so many different things that make it special. It's special because it celebrates family, community, friends, and neighbors. And it's an honor for us here at Jean Lafitte National Historical Park to bring such a special collection of musicians and lovers of Cajun and Creole culture together to put all of the musical talents together to unify and talk about what makes this community so unique and to share that specialness with the world. Now, today we want to recognize of the many special ambassadors of Cajun music culture, we want to recognize one of our own for her years of service to Jean Lafitte National Historical Park and Preserve and to the community of Eunice. Tonight, we recognize Claudia Wood.
Thank y'all so much. I didn't expect this.
Well, Claudia, is it okay if I tell them your news about next month?
Yeah, go ahead.
Claudia, after all of her years of service and all years of musicianship and sharing how important that is with every visitor who's come to the Prairie Acadian Cultural Center, Claudia is going to be retiring.
We're going to miss her. Uh-oh, we went dead.
We are going to miss Claudia, and we want Claudia to know that the staff and I of Jean Lafitte National Historical Park, we love you. And we appreciate all that you've done for us and all that you've done for the community of Eunice. So once again, let's give Claudia a round of applause.
Hi, Claudia! Woo!
Thank y'all. You know I love all of you. I love the culture. And I'm not going to disappear. I'll be around. Might be around a lot. Thank y'all again.
Okay.
You know, when you talk about someone that's dedicated to the culture, I've been knowing this beautiful woman for so many years, you probably can't count that high. I remember seeing her at the Main Street Lounge conducting that one in a million jam session that was at the Main Street Lounge and handling it like one of the 400-pound bouncers back in the day. She was playing music back then. And then I don't know if all you people in the CFMA are aware of the contribution that Claudia has made to the CFMA. She is a charter member, meaning that she was at the head table when it was all discussed and decided that we were going to start a CFMA. I remember seeing her in Church Point signing up anybody who wanted to join the CFMA. I remember her going from place to place trying to tell everybody how important it was to preserve our culture and preserve the music. A lot of people don't know what kind of contribution this beautiful lady had to Cajun music. And then after all of that, even sometimes of battling some health issues she had, and she's okay now, becoming a park ranger and making sure that our culture and our music lived on and shown through all to these people throughout the world. So how about another hand for Miss Claudia Wood?
Hi, Claudia.
Y'all going to make me big-headed.
Have to buy a new hat after you turn in that Smokey the A-Bear hat.
I'll have to get a new hat.
All right. The next one that we recorded, and Claudia was on it, and Mr. Donald Fontenot, right here from Kinder, Louisiana. And again, you hear this a million times on Mardi Gras Day, and it's the Mardi Gras song. And we picked the one that Dewey Balfour recorded, because you probably hear this one, this Mardi Gras song, more than any other, because each little community has their own Mardi Gras song. It's still basically the same thing. It's begging. But this one we picked, and let's see, Nathan Napshire played on this one, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And you learned from?
Oh, yeah, I went to meet Mr. Nate. I'd meet him at his house or go to the junkyard. Or
that's right, his yard was a junkyard.
I spent a lot of time with him, and, you know, he was a very patient man and, an expert on the accordion, and for a beginner, he had a tremendous amount of patience. I owe him a lot.
Okay. All right. La chanson de Mardi Gras.
Okay.
Makes you want to run Mardi Gras, don't it, Ray? Huh? How long could he Mardi Gras? We got a little technical difficulty. Y'all got it hooked back up again? Right, I know. Okay, we just want to remind you again, if you like what you're hearing here tonight, from one generation to the next, it's available in the lobby. $9.99. Isn't that a wonderful price?
$9.99.
I mean, that's blue light special there. We got you going back there, Donald? They got your accordion back?
I think so.
You got it? It is? You can hear it?
I can hear
We're going to let Don and Claudia do another song that was written and recorded by Nathan Afshar, something called, I got to look at my list, Lavaz de Bayitesh.
Merci, Don. Merci. Bien merci. Now, if we can find where we got Bubba over here, we can switch out accordion players in the meantime.
I got it. You know, this one-in-a-lifetime show tonight is presented shortly by the National Park Service. November the 16th, happening right here, the Rendezvous de Cajun. You see a girl, Eunice. The Babineaux Sisters with Mayo Gaspar will be the guest next Saturday. And on November the 23rd, Jason Fry and Lanyap is going to be here. Right after that, November the 30th, Forrest Huval and Friends featuring Al Berard on the fiddle and vocals as well. And I'm pretty sure he's going to show up over here with the Babineaux Sisters. Let me tell you. If you haven't seen that group lately, you need to make a special trip here. Well, actually, you need to be here every Saturday night, right? All these fine folks on the front row. We're going to call up Bubba Hebert to come up shortly from a long line of musician family. There he is. Take it away, Vin.
All right. This young, let's see, Bubba's 13 now, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, his grandfather was Eddie Lejeune. Eddie Lejeune was an extremely popular Cajun dance band in our area. And his father, which would be your great-grandfather, was the late, great Ira Lejeune. Exactly right. You can answer if you can talk in that mic.
All right. Yeah, that's right.
That's right. All right. I've known Bubba. You've come to 2 years of our summer camp. And he'd amaze the other little campers in there because he'd bring his accordion. And now, let's see, you've been up to Branson, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
And who'd you play with up there?
I played with the Bon Ami Band.
Ah, who's in it?
They have one of the original Claymore brothers, Grant Claymore.
Really? Wow.
They have Ronnie Goudreau, and they had the late Sonny Berg.
Ah, yeah, I knew Sonny Berg. You knew Sonny Berg. Yeah. And this song, and Megan, by the way, she also has a radio show, if you ever listen to KRVS, right? And this song, from what I understand, and tell me if I'm wrong, Love Bridge Waltz that Ira LeJeune did is the song that brought the accordion back.
I guess it was the Love Bridge Waltz. I know he brought the accordion back, yeah, but I'm not sure what was the first song that he recorded.
Right, I know this was one of them, but
yeah.
But it did help bring, he's the one.
He was very instrumental in that.
Right, because it was the string band era there for a while. And so Ira LeJeune comes back with his accordion, and boom, we're back in business. So with that, I'm going to give it to Bubba. La Valse de Pont Amour, Love Bridge Waltz. De Pont Amour. That's one of my absolute favorites. It's one of the most beautiful waltzes and easy to dance to. Right, Bubba?
That's right.
Do you dance?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It's in the blood, right?
I guess so.
Okay. In fact, his mother's out there. Where's Marsha? Oh, look, there she is waving her hand over there. She's on our DVD, too. And it just so happens his grandfather, Eddie LeJeune, had an album titled It's in the Blood. And this is a perfect example of what we were trying to do on our CD from one generation to the next. Because here's Ira Lejeune, Eddie Lejeune, all the way down to Bubba Hebert. So now we're going to, he wants to do a song. And I've heard, and Reggie can correct me, that if you can play this song on a Cajun accordion, right, Reggie? You can play any Cajun song because it's not the easiest to play. It's called a Peridan two-step. Bubba. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Again, another prime example from one generation to the next.
You know, he not only played that song well, he modulated at the end of that. And that's actually Vin and I were talking. It's probably the first time I ever saw that, where he modulated on the on that one song there. Great job. I'd like to help make welcome the Queen at the Cajun accordion, Miss Cheryl Cormier, right there. Let me tell you what it must have been like way back in the day, because I've had the extreme pleasure of knowing her. Probably I knew about her all my life, almost all my adult life. And we've been friends, her and I, for the past 10 years. Let me tell you what it probably was like for a woman to pick up an accordion way back in the day. You know, her mom and her dad were both musicians. And one day she decided, even after she was married, hiding in the back and playing her dad's accordion against his wishes, till she got caught one day, and that was okay. She kept playing. And then after she got married one day in a very lucrative hairstylist, and she was a beautician, walked up to her husband one day and said, I don't want to be a beautician no more. I want to go play music professionally. So right after that, you know, she picked up Russell off the floor, dusted him off a little bit, and she's been playing music ever since. And it was once told to me by Walter Mouton, after he witnessed Cheryl playing, he says, she is amazing. She plays better than 90% of the men out there. She has... Yes, let's hear it. In her travels all over the world, representing our culture and our music, she was recently inducted into the CFMA Hall of Fame. She was recently inducted into the Louisiana Music Hall of Fame, and then most... And then even after that, inducted into the Cajun Culture Association. I don't know. I don't know where she's going to go after that. You know, when we were called to participate in this project, I called her, and like always, very generous with her talent and her time to promote Cajun music and Cajun culture. She said, absolutely. And it was right off of her and I doing a big CD, something called Mes Racines Cajun Sont Crues. My Cajun roots are deep, and I can truly testify the fact that her Cajun roots are a lot deeper than mine. And I thought mine was as deep as you could go. She gave me a hand on that CD, and we did really well with the CFMA. We were Male Vocalist of the Year, Female Vocalist of the Year, Song of the Year. And it was all because of, sure, she was one of the main reasons that we got all these awards. And then we were actually asked to participate in this project, and I said, sure. How much is it going to cost us?